This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like a hamster on a wheel, constantly scrolling, clicking, reacting, but never truly living? We're obsessed with productivity, efficiency, and achieving the next big thing, that we often forget about the most important aspect. Ourselves. Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-reflection. It's not just some hippy-dippy buzzword, it's a superpower. Think of it like this. Your mind is a wild jungle, full of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors swirling around like monkeys on a sugar rush. Without self-reflection, you're just blindly stumbling through the undergrowth, reacting to everything without really understanding why. But here's the good news. With some focused intention, you can become the explorer, mapping out this jungle, understanding the terrain, and learning how to navigate it with grace and clarity. That's what we're going to unpack today, folks. 5 key takeaways that'll help you unlock the power of self-reflection and truly understand yourself. Number 1. Embrace the stillness. We live in a world that constantly demands our attention. Notifications pinging, emails flooding our inboxes, social media feeds scrolling endlessly. It's like a constant barrage of distractions. To truly reflect, you need to carve out space for quiet contemplation. Even just 5 minutes of mindful breathing, meditating, or simply sitting in silence can make a world of difference. Imagine it like this. Your mind is a busy highway, and all that external noise is traffic clogging things up. When you create stillness, it's like shutting down the freeway, allowing for smooth, focused thought. Number 2. Journaling, your best friend. Don't underestimate the power of putting pen to paper, or fingers to keyboard. Journaling helps you process your thoughts and emotions in a tangible way. You can jot down your daily experiences, explore your feelings about specific situations, or even just brain dump all the random stuff swirling around in your head. Think of it like therapy for your soul, but without the hefty price tag. Number 3. Ask the tough questions. This is where things get really juicy. Self-reflection isn't just about observing, it's about digging deeper. Ask yourself, what are my core values? What truly motivates me? What am I avoiding? What are my biggest fears? Be honest with yourself, even if the answers are uncomfortable. Remember, growth often happens outside our comfort zones. Number 4. Pay attention to your body. Your physical sensations can offer valuable insights into your emotional state. Feeling tense or anxious, stressed and overworked? Recognizing these signs is the first step towards addressing them. Think of it like this. Your body is speaking a language, and it's trying to tell you something. It's time to learn how to speak back. Number 5. Celebrate your progress. Self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel stuck. But don't get discouraged. Acknowledge your efforts, celebrate your wins, and keep moving forward. Every step you take towards understanding yourself is a victory. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered marketing executive who was constantly on edge. Deadlines loomed, presentations were looming, and she felt like she was drowning in to-do lists. She started experiencing headaches, sleepless nights, and even bouts of anxiety. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah decided to take a break from the chaos. She booked a weekend getaway, unplugged her phone, and spent time hiking in nature. During those quiet moments, she started reflecting on her life. What was truly important to her? Was this relentless pursuit of success fulfilling her or just creating stress? She realized that she had lost sight of her passions and neglected her personal well-being. That weekend was a turning point for Sarah. She began prioritizing self-care, setting boundaries, and focusing on activities that brought her joy. By taking the time to reflect, she gained clarity and rediscovered what truly mattered. So, remember folks, self-reflection isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about making conscious choices to understand yourself better, cultivate inner peace, and live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Now, go out there and explore your inner jungle. You might be surprised by what you discover. Don't forget to share your insights with me on social media. I can't wait to hear your reflections. Until next time, stay curious and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.